talking about local veterans in our local agency here. We're very, very happy to have the Veterans Outreach Center and the executive director, Laura Stradley. Hi, Laura. How
are
you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Holiday seasons, it's especially challenging for you guys, I'm sure.
It is. You know, I think a lot of our service members have had years of time in service where they are not at home with loved ones. They may be on deployments or serving in places around the world. And so when they come home, it's always a very special time to be able to spend that with family. But unfortunately, you know, not everybody comes home in a way that they're able to reconnect with families and loved ones. And not all of them make that transition as smoothly as they'd like to. And so really an important time of year for us to think about the men and women who have served, who may be experiencing homelessness or joblessness or any number of other, you know, mental health challenges, physical health issues because of their service and all those kinds of things.
And you guys aren't related to the Veterans Administration. You guys are your own thing.
That's right. Yeah, right. We're our own nonprofit. We were founded in 1973 by returning Vietnam veterans who really, very unfortunately, were not welcomed by any really existing veterans organization out there, the VA, other service organizations, and they knew that they needed someplace to go to support one another and to just heal. And so we were created as our own standalone nonprofit. We do work collaboratively with the VA Rochester. We work with a lot of other veterans organizations, but we're unique in that way.
You actually help local veterans sometimes navigate the system too.
That's right. Yeah, and I think that's a really important function. It's interesting. We just hired a new staff member yesterday, in fact, and it was her first day on the job. And she and I were chatting a little bit, and she is also an Army veteran like me. And so I was just saying to her, I said, you know, one of the things that's really important to me is that when a veteran comes into the VOC, that we don't give them the number of another agency like the VA to call. Because what happens when we do that? First of all, it can be a complicated system for them to navigate. It frequently doesn't go smoothly. And she said, oh, trust me, I know, I've experienced it myself. And that's, you know, that's not a knock on any of our local partners, whether that's the VA or anybody else. They're great organizations, but they can be complicated to navigate sometimes. So that's something we offer. We help veterans get enrolled in VA healthcare. We help them get their VA benefits and service-connected disability compensation, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't even know what they have coming to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So I got one of your emails here. You're in the middle of a clothing drive right now for female veterans.
We are. Yeah. So I think that naturally, when people think of veterans, they often think of men. And that's, you know, because such a great percentage of the veteran population mm-hmm. is male. Females still, you know, in service today make up about 15% of those that are currently serving. But the veteran population, I believe, is still under 10% for women. So we are a small little group, and but not insignificant in any way. And so when we receive donations, most of the time they are for men, and that's wonderful. We love those, but we also want to encourage the community to think of us when you're downsizing your closets for the ladies in your house, and you've got maybe some nice winter clothing or professional attire. We would love to.
Because you help them out sometimes when they have to go to a job interview or something.
Definitely.
Like that. They don't have a nice suit to wear or something like that. Yeah. That happened recently with me, a friend of mine who just lost 50 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And he had a bunch of suits and stuff. And he goes, I don't want to just give it to, you know. And he goes, do you think the Veterans Outreach would take it? I go, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So he dropped off a bunch of stuff for you guys just a couple weeks ago.
We always appreciate that. We do, you know, we help a couple hundred veterans get back to work every year. And so, of course, when you're going for those job interviews, you've got to have something nice to wear, and it's something that we're really proud to be able to offer somebody. And we work with a lot of veterans who have had significant barriers to employment. You know, of course, we'll work with any veteran, no matter what their station in life is, or their demographics, or any of those kinds of things, regardless of what kind of discharge they had. it's unfortunate sometimes people do mix us up with some of the other government agencies where there's a lot of parameters and there's a lot of rules about, you know, well, you had to have this kind of discharge, you had to have served this amount of time, and that's not the case at the VOC. But the point is, you know, we work with anybody, and sometimes vets who have experienced homelessness or maybe have been, you know, in very difficult financial economic situations, it's not really feasible to go out and buy a new suit or a new, you know, professional outfit that you could wear on a job interview.
Well, so you also help them dress for court sometimes because, sad but true, veterans sometimes get in legal problems, and you guys have, we have our own veterans court here, right? Isn't that
we do,
unusual
actually,
to Monroe County?
It is. And so what's really special about it is that we were the third one in the nation, the second one in New York State that was created. And since we were founded, now going on more than a decade ago, probably almost, closing it on closer to 15 or 20 years ago, many courts have started across the country, and they look to us as one of the models to, to learn how
That's
to do
great.
It.
That's
yeah,
great.
And in fact, Veterans Outreach Center, we provide the case management for every veteran that goes through vet court. So it gives them an opportunity to get connected to all the programs and services we have to offer to make sure that they're compliant with the court rules so that they stay sober and they end up, you know, in either a job or going back to college by the end of their time in the court process. And it's a very successful program. It's great for the veteran because it gives them wonderful new tools and connections to have that are healthy and safe. And it's great for the legal system because the recidivism rates are so low.
Right,
so,
right. That's the most important part.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
So you guys are opening your doors, talking about programs. You want to open your doors this coming Friday, right?
Yes, we
so
have.
What's going on in the open house?
Yes, it's our holiday open house. We're so glad to be able to have that back in person again this year. We almost did it last year and we kind of got cold feet.
Still a little iffy. Yeah.
A lot of people were concerned about some of the COVID resurgences last year, but we said we're doing it this year. We love bringing people in to see what we have to offer. It'll be very festive. We're going to, of course, have Christmas cookies and holiday cookies and treats and you know, nice snacks and things like that. But an opportunity, especially, I think, important for folks in the community, and whether it's somebody who's got a loved one that served, somebody who may have an interest in volunteering their time, or just, you know, hey, I wonder what the Veterans Outreach Center is all about.
Right.
You know, the public is welcome. We'll be giving some tours so that you can see what we have to offer, and we'll be answering questions if anybody wants to know about our programs and services, and so it should be a really nice afternoon.
447 South Avenue, right?
That's right. And the easiest way to get into our building, we've got a lot of doors.
there's a million doors. I was dropping something off there a couple weeks ago, and I was like,
it's always a little confusing, unfortunately.
I'm looking in this door.
I know.
That door.
If you go to the corner of South and Comfort Street,
yes,
that's the best way to go in. It's where all the glass and all that is.
Right.
That's the easiest way in.
That's the Golisano building, right? Is it the DeCharles Golisano?
It is. Yep. If you go in right underneath where that sign is, then you're in the right spot.
Okay. So you wanted to clarify something because recently it was out there that you guys were accepting crypto. And
yes,
crypto doesn't exactly have the best reputation here lately,
no.
Or for that one company in particular. But clarify what,
yes,
what you're accepting. You're not investing.
No, we're not investing in it, not at all. And so, you know, a lot of people who choose to donate to charities of their choice.
This time of year,
especially
taxes and stuff.
Right. They may choose to make a stock donation, or they might choose to donate a vehicle. Some people might want to donate crypto because, you know, for folks that are either looking to get out of that investment process or whatever the case is, it's an opportunity for them at the end of the year to maybe get some tax benefits and then also to do a good thing by a nonprofit. So we are accepting that. We immediately, you know, we cash that in.
You
we
get turn
the,
it into
right,
money,
that's
right?
That's right. We get the cash value right away. So
we get the Benjamins.
Exactly. We are not investing. We're not trying to, you know, be part of that. We're just actually looking for whatever ways that we can connect with folks that want to give in the way that is easiest for the people that want to make a gift. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure everybody, because I got the email from Nate, your assistant, and he said something about we're accepting crypto. And I go, Is that a really good idea?
I know. If we're not clear about what that means, it definitely carries kind of a negative connotation, but nothing like that. So.
All right. Well, we're getting short on time. So anything, what else are we looking forward in 2023? Because it's here.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. So one thing we're really excited about, and I'll just kind of maybe tease this a little bit because we're not quite there yet, but we are anticipating in 2023 that we will be opening a new peer support drop-in center. And what that will look like, we've got a donor that's very interested in helping us make this dream a reality. That means that there will be after hours programming available for veterans in this community on weeknights and on weekends. And so when you think about mental health and, you know, particularly issues that affect our veteran population like PTSD, it doesn't take a break come 5 p.m.
It's not nine to five.
Exactly. And it doesn't go away on the weekends. But right now, just by the nature of what's available in our community, there is really nothing that veterans can get involved in the evening that provides that kind of camaraderie and peer support that can be so helpful. So next year, we are planning to, possibly put an addition on the back of our building, but Nice. We're going to do something where there's a space available for folks in need, closer to a 24-hour operation.
Yeah, because the veterans
operation.
Do like to talk to other veterans. I've noticed that with friends of mine that are vets, you know.
They do.
I always introduce them to somebody else if I know some, you know.
Well, you know, and I think it's a lot like when we think about another great nonprofit in our community, Camp Good Days. I know mm-hmm. it's one that you're involved with as well. Their model works because it's peer support.
Yeah.
When people have gone through difficult experiences and they can talk to somebody else who has a shared experience, it just kind of creates a bond, even if they don't know each other very well.
Excellent point.
So,
no,
yeah,
it is.
So
it brings
veterans
them together.
Are the same. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
VOCROC.org, right?
That's right.
That's
yes.
People can check out the programs. If they have a veteran in their family or a friend, a circle of friends and they know or they have a hint that they need some help.
Yes.
Maybe you guys can guide them to guide them.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Give them some hints.
Yeah. Family members are welcome to call, loved ones, friends.
Because a lot of them are too, you know, they're my uncle was like that. He
yes.
was just too, you know, he wouldn't do it. He didn't want to admit that he had an issue, you know?
Well, and they feel like, I think, sometimes that they're taking away from somebody else who
right.
has a greater need. And I just can't emphasize enough that that's not how it works and that's not true. We welcome everybody who has served their country to come in. Let us see if there's something that we have available that might make their life even better.
And also, I wanted to remind everybody, we talked about the clothing. So if people need some clothing, help with clothing, veterans, you have a salon.
We do, yes.
And you have a gym.
Yes, yes. And these are all free. If you served your country, all you got to do is bring in your DD-214. You can use our gym at no cost. You can come get your hair cut at no cost. We have hydromassage, massage therapy. I mean, and this isn't like, well, you know, if your income is below a certain threshold, nothing like that. Just, did you serve? Yes. Well, then you're welcome.
Come on in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And the doors will be open
That's
this
right.
Friday. What are the hours on Friday?
For the open house, it's going to be 4 to 7, 4
okay.
o'clock to 7. 7 o'clock.
Is there anything they need to check in before or register before they
no.
come in, or is it just a real open house?
It's a real open house. We want to make it as easy as possible this year, so we're planning cookies for 100 people. So we're hopeful. We want to see 100 people come through our doors
okay.
on Friday.
Very cool.
Otherwise, I got to eat all those cookies. So
we don't want that. Well, you can afford it. Okay. Winter clothing drive for female veterans. One quick time, anyway.
Yes.
Children? Because a lot of female veterans have kids.
Children
right?
too. Yes, you're right about. That yeah we will take any of those items that you know people have that they're looking for a new home for. We'll be glad to take them. We'd love to really get all of those items in even before our open house, because you know I think it'll really help kind of set a picture for people in their minds that oh yeah, this is a great place where I can, you know, I can find things for that female vet in my life too. But anytime people want to drop off donations, they're welcome to do that.
All right, veterans. The doors are open.
Yes.
Always for veterans.
Yes.
But this Friday, if you want to check out the programs, VOCROC.org. End of year appeals. You're always looking for financial help and volunteers. And
Well, we appreciate every gift. You know, there's no gift too big or too small. We are in the middle of or nearing the end of a major renovation to our homeless shelter. So there's always things that come up, you know, that we need. I was just talking to somebody the other day about light bulbs. We're going to need a lot of light bulbs when that building opens. So,
of course. You know,
so it's the things like that. Exactly.
On.
You don't even think about. And we love for people to get involved with our mission. If you feel it's, you know, something that's close to your heart, and you want to give something, but you want to specify where that gift is going, or you want to, you know, meet me and talk a little bit about what are we doing with your gift, I would be more than happy to connect with anybody out there.
Go meet Laura Stradley.
Yeah, well,
she's the boss.
That may not be such a great, you know, interest for a lot of people.
Oh,
no,
it might
know.
Be, though. It might be. The Veterans Outreach Center, we're lucky to have it here in Rochester, 447 South Avenue at the corner of Comfort. The open house is this Friday. Women's Winter Clothing Drive for female veterans is going on through Friday.
Yes.
And right now, and like I said, vocroc.org. Laura, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, same to you. Thank you so much, Gino.
Thanks for stopping in.
All right.